This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. Proton beam radiation is a controversial cancer treatment that most people in Kansas City have never heard of. That's because we don't have it here. Yet. KCUR's Dan Margulies and contributor Barb Shelley explain how this costly treatment is about to become an option for patients in the region.
Proton radiation therapy aims proton beams right into the heart of a tumor. It's been around for years, but only in a few places, and its uses have been limited to a small number of treatments where precision is really important, like tumors of the eye and certain cancers in children.
So it was big news when the University of Kansas Hospital announced in July it would be purchasing a $40 million proton beam machine for its cancer center. Proton radiation therapy costs about twice as much as more standard X-ray radiation treatments, about $50,000 on average. And for most cancers, there isn't much research to show that protons give the patient an advantage on cure rates.
KU Hospital Dr. Shane Steckline says he expects the benefits of proton therapy will become more apparent as the treatment becomes more widely available.
So the fact that the data don't exist at this point doesn't mean that this treatment isn't warranted or cannot benefit patients. It's just that in diseases like breast cancer and prostate cancer, it can take thousands of patients and decades of experience to show a benefit. And we've seen that even with conventional radiation therapy for one of the most common cancers that we treat.
KU's Cancer Center has a National Cancer Institute designation, meaning it participates in significant clinical trials and studies. Steckline and other doctors there say the hospital has a responsibility to explore the potential of proton therapy.
But KU isn't the only healthcare group planning to enter the Kansas City market. A Tennessee company called Provision Healthcare says it's going to locate two proton beam machines in Lenexa. It's planning a $100 million treatment center there.
We're talking a combined $140 million investment in proton therapy here. Are there enough patients to support that?
The operators say yes. Terry Douglas, Provision's chief executive, says the planned Lenexa facility will need at least 70 patients a day to break even. He says the company has an analysis saying that's feasible. One thing we know is that proton therapy providers need to expand their market. So we're going to see a lot of advertising, a lot of pressure on doctors to recruit patients, and probably some lobbying for insurance companies to cover treatments. And one group of patients in particular is of keen interest to the proton therapy industry.
That would be men with prostate cancer. The industry pushes proton therapy as a non-invasive treatment that could lessen the risk of side effects.
We have enough patients to easily support buying and installing and operating our own proton beam.
That's Keenan Kamar. He's a radiation specialist who treats prostate cancer patients at Kansas City Urology.
You might ask, well, then why aren't we doing that? And the answer is very simple, is that there's absolutely no science that says it's any better. There's some science that says it's more toxic and can have some irregular side effects that you don't see with X-rays. And so if there's no science, why would our group gouge society of several times the fees for a treatment that didn't cure any more prostate cancer patients and charge them a lot more money?
Members of the Prostate Network, a group of prostate cancer survivors in Kansas City, have a different perspective. Some of their members have actually relocated to other places to receive proton therapy, and they swear by the results. Here's Steve Henson, one of the network's co-founders.
You guys aren't just numbers. You guys are my friends. And so to think that you guys and everyone that comes after you gets something better, I just think it's fantastic. So I think for Kansas City, this is just a win situation.
Right now, the debate over proton beam therapy has pretty much been limited in Kansas City to arguments in the healthcare industry and at places like the Prostate Network.
But with two treatment centers in the pipeline, we're all certain to be hearing a lot more about it. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Dan Margulies.
And I'm Barb Shelley.